to the Dave and Han Show.
Han, Han, Han.
Dave, Dave, Dave.
The Dave and Han Show. Tricked you.
I thought we were done with that.
I know we were, but I
and yet when you started, I immediately joined as if...
I fooled you.
Like, I'm compelled. Like, Mother Goose.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those episodes.
Yep. Episode 8.
E8.
I think if we just keep talking in each episode how we're, like, amazed that it's that episode number, then...
Then what?
Then we'll have accomplished all we've ever wanted to do.
You're fired.
Good. That was my aim.
Good.
Episode
8. Welcome to the Dave Show.
The Dave and Han Show. The Dave and Han Show, right? It's not the Han and Dave Show. It's the Dave and Han Show.
We've had
because
some
there was a website mix-up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. But I think Dave and Han Show rolls off the tongue very well, so.
So but it you is. Just were fired and you accepted your resignation.
This is all volunteer
forced
work.
Okay.
I'm working pro bono.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Me. Yep.
Actually, I'm gonna do a spoiler right now.
Spoil away.
I wanted to make a new segment suggestion, as usual, for this episode.
What?
And the new segment suggestion I have is, like, just trivia. Like, interesting trivia fact. And...
How is that
I can't
not
remember,
one of our segments?
I'm a bit tipsy. I can't remember what you just said that reminded me of this. Did you say the word sunny?
No.
Anyways, one of the trivia I looked at a list of, like, top 40 trivia facts or something. However, I don't know how you could ever measure those. But one of them was, like, Sonny and Cher's original stage names were, like, Caesar and Romero or Caesar and something. I don't know how that was. When we listen to this back, you know, later, we will know how that relates to what you just said.
I don't.
Good night, everybody.
I don't get that at all. Okay. I've been quiet for too long, and it must stop.
Yes. Okay. Han, as we go these days, you're the leader of the pack and the
Hello.
Podcast. I will no longer speak without permission. Go ahead.
Leader of the podcast. That was a good song back in the 70s or 60s by the Ronettes.
I wish I could talk.
Yeah. Shall we just dive into the segments, unless you have some pre-bibble babble?
Yeah.
I have that you want to say about episode 8?
I have a little bit of bibble babble.
Bibble away?
We're going to try to do a little less of this.
Are we?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
To help you in editing.
No. Okay, well, here's the deal. I was saying I've been... Okay, so everybody, here's the backstory. I've been editing shows since, like, episode 4 or 3 or 4.
I just did it, sorry.
And I, like, cut out the all the pauses and all the mouth clicks and a lot of the... I guess the mouth clicks for the most part. Some coughs and then that, like...
Mouth clicks like the dialogue they use in the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Just there. I purposely did a mouth click. So I've been editing those out. So this one's going to be the raw one, just for the heck of it. And
if
I'm
we
lazy.
Don't use our mouths, will that make it better?
I wish I could just use my mind. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just use my mind and a machine would talk
in 25 years
in my voice?
Should we use Siri for the rest of the
and
episode?
And then I could be eating, and it would be thinking, and it wouldn't be my chewing voice.
That's coming soon. Totally.
I would love that, eh? You could be, like, on the phone and eating and, like, talking and
so
no one would have to hear.
Like, when you swallow, like, when you swallow, your throat and esophagus does stuff, and then it ends up with your mouth moving around and air escaping or going in.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Go. Start.
No, it's going to read your thoughts directly.
No,
and...
I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about now. Why? What's causing these mouth clicks?
No, because
we're not intentionally going...
No, we're not intentionally, but we automatically, like, we want to clear our voice.
Okay,
or...
so I'm asking what causes them specifically.
I don't know, but you do a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
I do some.
Racist?
But you are, like, you are loud with the mouth clicks, man. And I'm guessing this is a known thing in Radio Land. I didn't check this out.
I have
but...
a lot of saliva. I produce a lot of saliva.
Right, so we need, like, a saliva removal.
You should
system.
See my pillow after 1 week.
I would rather not see it.
Done.
Segment one, let's go right to the fan favorite. My favorite, Fakey Five.
Fakey Five!
I have no idea what my record is, but I'm sure it's less than 500. I'm batting less than 500. And I think Dave is actually probably around 500. He's pretty good at guessing them.
I think I'm better than you.
Yeah.
I just mean, did a mouth I swallowed. Because of the drool. I have to control the drool.
I don't want to hear any more about your mouth.
You don't want me to choke to death during an episode, right? You'd prefer it in the off time?
I don't want to know anything about you. And
start, Han. Go.
Fakey 5. So, Canada is...
Say it again.
Canada.
Okay, you mumbled it. Canada.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Canada, the country, government of Canada, or I guess the Canadian Mint, they're going to release plastic $100 bills, and they're slowly going to... Then next year is $50 bills, and so on and so forth.
Today was the launch day of the $100 bills.
Okay, today was the launch day. Fine. But I'm just saying, next year's the 50, and then after that, they were slowly rolling it out. So the
actually, by the end... Yeah, you're right. Next year's the 50, and by the end of 2013, all bills will be in circulation.
Okay. Yeah, that's the backstory for those of you who are not Canadian or know or care.
Or penniless.
So...
You just did a mouth click.
I know, I did a big one. So my
should we start over?
My Fakey 5 is about the $100 Canadian bill, because that's the one they're starting with.
Okay, interesting.
$100 Canadian bill. Now, these are trivia facts.
I hope it's... What denomination is it?
Five 50, of these are...
75.
Fakey 5 is... four are true facts, and one is fake. So you have to like try to weed out which one did I make up. And these are facts about the new $100 bill.
Can I just interrupt for a second? Can I ask you... Is your fake fact based on a real fact?
Well, in a way.
Oh, for
Well, okay. Well, when you hear my Fakey 5, you'll understand what I'm saying. So the Fakey 5 is these are images on the $100 bill. Now, the $100 bill commemorates, not commemorates, I guess it's like this a dedication or whatever, or its theme is like Canadian medical research.
Am I off mute? Yes. Let me just say one thing. I have one of the hundreds in my pocket right now, so this
you
could
can't
be...
use that. Don't look at it.
I don't. I wish I had $100. I wish I could have $100. But go on.
Anyway, so they're releasing these new $100 bills. They have all these new
they
security
have released.
Features. They have released.
Thank you.
I don't know how easy it is to get it right now, but anyway, so
any,
they have them.
Any Canadian bank has them now.
So there are these new plastic bills. Apparently, they're like much more durable, and they're actually see-through in certain parts, and they're just more. I don't know. They're plastic.
They're
so
plastic
they're not, instead of cloth.
I just saw a little zippy on the news.
Okay.
Oh my God! Is that the new word phrase, zippy?
No.
Like a little segment. Anyways, where you wash it in the sink, and then you put it in the thing to dry, and then that's how you clean the bills.
Well, they're more durable.
They're that durable. They're plastic.
Adorable? They're adorable.
They're durable and adorable.
Okay. So anyway, the theme...
There's a little symbol of Hello Kitty in the corner, which is so cute.
Yeah. The theme on the $100 bill is Canada's commitment to medical research. So there's five... There's
Wait.
Actually...
Hold on. The theme of your Fakey 5 is this, or that's the general theme of the whole bill?
That's... Well, I forget who the president... There's the same dude on it, but... They have all these images about Canadian medical research. And now, for the I'm going to read out...
I understand how Fakey 5 works.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just wondering, is that like this edition of the plastic $100 bill?
Just this bill
has a medical
has some
theme?
Pictures about Canadian medical research. Four of them I'm going to read out, and one of them I just made up.
You're going to read five of them out, and one of them you made up.
Yeah, okay, but the one I made up...
You're going to not read out?
No, is an actual Canadian medical research thing. So these are all medical research,
but
only four of them are
in the bill. Right now?
Who?
Is Ryan enjoying this so far?
Number one, there's a picture of a researcher at a microscope.
Hold on. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
All of these are real Canadian medical things.
Well, they're like, yeah...
But only four of them are actually on
the
or involved with this bill.
Yes.
What was the first one you just said?
A picture of a researcher at a microscope, or a scientist at a microscope, I guess.
Okay. By what you just said, this has to be a real one. Because how could that be fake? You're just saying, it's not a fact. You're saying a picture of a person at a microscope. How can that be fake? I don't get it.
No, it might not be on the bill.
But how's that a fact? You said these are like Canadian facts.
Okay, no. Okay, no, they're not facts. Okay. They're just images.
Four of these things you're saying is on the bill and one
they're
isn't. Commemorating
or representing Canada's commitment.
Four of the things you're about to say, including the one you just said, are on the bill. One of them is not on the bill.
Right.
Go on, please.
Holy
And repeat
Jiminy.
The first one. I'm okay. drunk. What do you want,
The first one is a researcher or a scientist.
Sorry, Mom.
At a microscope.
Okay.
Number two, a strand of DNA. So you need to know a little bit of Canadian science. Number three, a bottle of pablum.
Pablum.
Pablum is the popular baby formula. Number four, an electrocardiogram.
Mm-hmm.
Or number five, a bottle of insulin.
Why are you laughing?
Because I like
I think last time, if I recall correctly, last time you were, quote, laughing at one and I thought that was a fake one, I was wrong.
I laugh at a lot of things.
Although, I'm really thinking the insulin is the one you made up. Can you please repeat them?
Yes. A researcher at a microscope, a strand of DNA, a bottle of pablum, an electrocardiogram, a bottle of insulin. I'm only laughing because of the expression on your face, man, when I read those.
This is tough. Okay. I think the researcher at a microscope is correct. That's a good visual image to put on a bill to show, like, Canada doing science.
Yeah. Is there anything more sciencey than a picture from a microscope?
Second one.
Strand of DNA. You don't know your Canadian history.
That's also... Okay, go on. Pablum. Forget the pablum. Bottle I don't think pablum. You made up pablum.
An electrocardiogram.
Oh, he's smiling.
An electrocardiogram, which is, you know.
Yes, yes, ECG.
And last one is a bottle of insulin.
Was it the Canadian guy who invented insulin or something?
Pauling? Maybe.
No, Pauling. What did Linus Pauling do?
No, Linus Pauling's the physicist.
Wasn't Linus Pauling on Lost?
He's the guy... You should know about Linus Pauling because he's the guy who thought vitamin C cures colds.
Okay. So, from what you just said, I have to assume that last one is real. I'm going to say...
Well, these are all real. Only four of them are on the bill, though.
Electrocardiogram is my answer.
ECG.
ECG.
The fake one was a bottle of pablum.
No!
Yes, I made...
But wait, hold on.
I had no idea that actually that Canadians invented bottle of pablum.
But hold on.
Invented pablum.
Hold on.
Came up with pablum.
Hold on. You did not come up with that as an original thing, right?
No, I told you it wasn't.
Okay, you always do that. You win. Congratulations.
Okay.
You won fair and square. You got me. Whoa, look at those lines. You totally got me. But, like...
I know. I always apologize. Cheating. It's kind of cheating because this one's totally arbitrary. How would you know which one was on the bill? Unless you read the news today, and which apparently you didn't listen to.
Okay, so...
Anyway, that's pretty neat, eh? Some guys in Toronto invented pablum as this, like, universal baby formula. And actually, it's really, like, everyone took it because it's, like, really good for babies and healthy.
What is it?
And it's just, like, this, I don't know, generic...
What's it made of? What's in pablum?
I don't know. It's, like, a very mild, like, rice...
Anesthesia?
Formula.
Anesthetic?
No, it's just like a food. It's very nutritious. And like the
it's
world,
like a food. I hope it is a food.
It's a formula that's been improved, and like the whole world, millions of children have used it and grown up on it as babies and whatever.
Have you interviewed millions of children and babies?
I don't know what you asked.
Okay, my fakie five.
Okay,
congratulations, Han, on fooling me on your fakie five.
It's not, I do feel a little bit guilty but it is still like a fun trivia
well, here's
fact
the thing.
To learn.
Try once coming up with something original yourself.
I will. Next time, I will come up with some names.
You heard that,
are that just
audience
like crazy.
Slash Ryan slash no one else.
Yes, episode 9. I will come up with a funny name. Actually, I did do that, but I've already done this. But
I know, and okay. I think I've got it right.
Yeah, you did.
My fakie five.
Actually, I did it twice with the Harry Potter monster and the candy. And I think you weeded me out both times.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a drink before I go.
I can't remember what it was like a hog bog. And the candy was, I don't know, Smithers pieces.
Okay. My Fakie Five is previous band names.
So these are famous excited about bands. This one.
These are okay. famous bands and their names before they change their names to the current well-known one.
So you're going to read the before and after or just the befores?
I'm going to read the after and befores.
The after and befores. Okay.
For example, Oasis.
Used to be called?
Used to be called Orange Melon Hill Rollers.
Okay.
Nirvana,
uh-huh.
number two, used to be called Pen Cap Chew.
That is risky.
Number three, The Grateful Dead used to be called Mother McRee's Uptown Jug Champion.
That sounds like your kind of work.
Number four, Van Halen used to be called Rat Salad.
Ooh.
And number five, Chicago used to be called Chicago Transit Authority. Here they are again. Ooh. Number one, Oasis, Orange Melon Hill Rollers. Number two, Nirvana. Pen Cap Chew. Pen Cap Chew.
How do you spell that? What the hell is that?
P-E-N. Like, you know, you chew on a pen cap. P-E-N.
Oh, Pen Cap Chew. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Not like Chinese chew. Number three, Grateful Dead. Mother McRee's Uptown Jug Champion.
Okay, I'm going to say that's the fake. I know. Wait, no. Wait, I won't say it.
Number four, Van Halen Rat Salad. And number five, Chicago being Chicago Transit Authority.
God. These are all plausible. And the problem is, like, some of them I should know. Like, Nirvana. That's, like, the most popular band of our generation. How do I not know? Maybe not the most popular, but... Okay, I'll just say the Nirvana one is fake.
Pen Cap Chew.
Pen Cap Chew.
So you switch from Mother McRee's Uptown Jug Champion.
Yeah.
Which you basically said that was it.
I said that was the one that sounds most like something you would make up. So I'm going to zag when you when
you zag and said Pen Cap Chew.
Yeah.
The correct answer was Oasis, Orange Melon Hill Rollers.
Oh. What was their real...
Totally made... I don't know. Actually, I could look it up.
What if they're actually... What if that's the actual previous name?
It wasn't.
Okay.
This is the brilliance of me.
Yeah.
I just totally made up Orange Melon... I'd like to see you make up Orange Melon Hill Rollers. It's so bizarre and out
there.
Where
did that come from?
Nowhere. It's from my crazy head.
Orange Melon Hill Rollers.
It's so good.
It sounds like a very tasty candy.
I actually had that number five, and then I thought it would be so much better if it was number one.
What was number five?
No, it was in the five position, I'm saying.
Right.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Oh,
I like that one though. Like they were called Chicago Transit Authority. It's like, yeah, but why the long name? Anyways,
also named after the Chicago Transit Authority.
Yes, that too. And Rat Salad for Val Halen. That's a good one. Anyways,
they made.
I'm really
right
proud
move.
Of this Fakie Five, whether you got it or not. It was such a good one. I think.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Thank you.
You did a good job.
And
a man's job.
You faked me too.
I did, but you
cheated,
had a 1 in 20 chance.
For the record, you're
what?
1 in
1
20.
In 5.
Well, what's next, my good man?
What? Okay, hold on a sec. I had a huge card fallout. Okay. There's just been a huge disaster.
Let's do that next, if we can just find it. Yeah, it's right there. Oh, no, those are mine. I'm going to entertain while Han looks.
No, well, why don't you do yours? Shuffle your...
Han
we'll do a second challenge.
Made a mistake. He dropped the cards check in the couch. There they are, you silly fool. Lift that up and you'll... It's right in there.
Okay, well...
Anyways, I'm going to explain as... Lift the whole... Like, it's Velcro. You can just...
I've got them.
You got them? Okay, anyways, we have... Han was looking for his set of cards, and I have my set of cards, and... What we have here are the Zener ESP cards.
Yes.
Five symbols. There is square, circle, wavy lines, plus, and star.
And how many guesses do you
think?
This
is a standard ESP set. And we're going to try to see if either of us is psychic, either of us are psychic.
Well, here's the thing.
Burp on microphone.
Here's the thing I'm thinking about this. Because you're saying, okay, so there's five cards... We're trying to guess it. Chance to say
three in a row.
Three in a row.
With replacement.
With replacement. So
which is a 125.
Yeah. 1 in 5, 1 in 5, 1 in 5. But I was just thinking, you know, if I thought I'd guess it, that's not...
Why are you ruining this segment, by the way?
We need to do it twice. We need to have one, at least twice, to make it statistically interesting. Because one in 25, it means...
One in 125 isn't...
One in 125 tries, we probably get it about once.
You're ruining it. That's the whole point of it, and you've ruined our whole...
What? What's the ruining?
I explained this in episode one, okay? We do 125 episodes.
Okay.
Okay? I'm ruining it now. So I've ruined this, or I've explained the whole gag.
No, you have not.
Yes, I did. Why are you taking off your...
This is bothering me.
Okay, anyways, we're going to keep doing this
every... That's not my pants, by the way, the microphone is talking about.
We're going to do this 125 times, yeah. At least.
Taking off the
microphone. Each time, we do not describe what we're doing. We're just doing a psychic challenge, okay?
Oh, we're not supposed to describe it like a good skeptic.
So we described it in episode one, and now in episode eight.
There was so much microphone touching there.
Statistically, you're right. Statistically, we're going to get it. We're going to keep doing it until we get it. And then, to a casual observer / listener, they'll think, even though we obviously could be cheating all over the place, that we're psychic. And it's more of a fun thing for us. Like, who cares about the listeners? Just, it's fun for us to see how long it takes for us, one of us to get it right.
How are we only 20 minutes into this episode?
Okay, ready? Han.
Yes.
What am I holding up right now?
Square.
Oh, you started with the right letter.
Letter? Damn, it's a circle. Okay.
But I'm psychic, and I'm going to, like, I've been holding it in till now to keep it exciting.
I don't know about what you're holding
in. But I'm going to just prove it to you listeners right now, my powers.
Exciting. Wish there was a drum roll.
Can you not let me see them as you shuffle them up, please? Angle them down more?
Can you see them?
You're doing this, dude. You're like, okay, let's mix them up. He's not even watching my joke.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Which symbol
wavy
is this?
Lines. It's wavy lines.
Fuck off. Are you looking? It is wavy lines. Those of you at home.
Thank you very much.
Podcast, you can see. Is this a trick? Are these
psychic.
All wavy lines?
See? To the listeners so far, I've got that correctly. What do you think, Ryan?
I don't
honestly,
have chills yet.
That is a circle?
No, it's a star.
Oh! Hold on. First of all, a star is like a circle with... a few rigidness.
It's like the opposite of a circle.
Your face is similar to a circle.
I'm really amused that both of us, we get so upset when we don't get it. It's like
losing the lottery.
Yeah.
Well, we paid our lifetime.
There's so much angst in the world because of that lottery. Speaking of which, let us do Would You Rather.
Okay.
It's kind of a lottery.
I'll start since you... No, Han, you're the boss.
No, you start.
Good. Well, not good, but mine's lame anyway.
I'm the boss. Who is the boss?
You are.
Okay. Like Scott Bale.
Okay. Would you rather...
Yes.
Be a monkey.
Be a monkey.
Or be a dove. So here's how it works.
Should I start as a baby monkey or baby dove?
Yeah. You immediately seize your existence right now. And then you become...
So my consciousness and all my knowledge and thoughts goes into either one of those.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not sure how much you realize you are these things. No, you know what? No, you don't. You just...
What?
You either become a monkey or you become a dove.
Yeah, but a dove's conscious... Oh, well, I would choose a monkey. Who would not choose the monkey?
Why would I not choose... Because you have more consciousness?
Yeah, because I'll be more of Han.
Okay. That'd be a weird monkey.
You didn't
monkey.
Think this through.
But wait, can you think you can talk as a monkey?
I don't know.
Okay. What if... Wait, you're
you
saying it right away because you don't have consciousness or you do
have consciousness? And when you say monkey, are you talking chimpanzee?
No. I'm talking ape.
Ape, okay.
Isn't ape a monkey?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Isn't it a simian?
Monkey? I thought ape is a monkey.
I should have done more research. Anyways, you're...
How come neither of us know?
You're choosing monkey / ape, chimpanzee, orangutan. What else is there? One of those over dove or similar bird.
Bonobo.
Bonobo, yes. So, monkey-like over bird-like is your choice?
Monkey-like over bird-like. Why would I choose the bird? Okay, I can fly, but I'm a stupid idiot. Yeah, no.
But wait. No, what if you have all your memories Okay,
you're just changing this around to make me change my mind. Okay,
so you've given your official answer.
You're like Monty Hall.
Okay, what if you were Han? You had all your brain and memory.
Okay, so far so good.
Change your answer or the same?
What? In both cases? Yeah. I'll be Han as a monkey or Han
You'll
as
be a monkey that has your current brain and memory or a dove that has your current brain and memory.
I still don't see why I would be the dove.
Flying!
Yeah, but that's like, how long before you get tired of that? And get tired of getting shot at and tired of getting...
Doves aren't being shot at.
Tired of,
okay,
like,
so you're monkey
you
all
can't,
the way.
You can't, like, interface or do anything, and you have a much shorter lifespan, and...
But hold on. That's a consideration, totally. Although, we're not sure, but I guess. We're assuming. We don't really know.
Yeah.
But we can most likely assume...
Also,
But
I can't interact with
you
stuff.
You can, though. You can pack out on a you could type on a keyboard with your beak.
Or a monkey could type it.
Oh, so that's your big concern, whether you use your hands or your beak?
And drink stuff.
Birds drink.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're...
I would choose monkey anyway.
You prefer lifespan over flying, basically.
I like jumping around, so monkey.
Okay, have you seen it? Birds jump, trust me.
They do like to jump. Would you... Okay, well, let me just turn this around in one time. What would you rather be?
I'd rather be a flying monkey. Like from Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz, yeah. One of those...
Okay, anyways. Interesting.
My would you rather is really dumb.
Wait, mine wasn't dumb? Dumb?
Okay, mine is... Would you rather, for free, you get a 1-1,000 chance of winning $500,000?
Okay.
Or 100 chance of winning $5,000?
I would choose the second one.
So the interesting part is the first one is a lot more money but a lot less chance, I guess. And the
what
second
statistically
one...
did I make the wrong choice already? Say it again. One in a thousand. Yeah, to win
to
5,000.
To win half a million.
Oh, we won 1,000 to win half a million.
500,000.
So one in 500-1 odds,
or 1 in 1,000 to win 5,000. 1 in 100 to win 5,000. It's not supposed to be a mathematical trick.
So 1 in 50, so I chose... No, I chose right.
So you chose the one that's more likely to get you something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Without even thinking about it.
You don't want to think about it. You're not one
no,
of those...
No, I think... You know, I have a degree in math, let's be honest.
No. But yes, you do.
I think just subconsciously I figured out that was a better number.
It is the better number, but also, here's the other thing. It's like, here's a free chance. Like, would you
Also, I'm not like... It's not like, oh, and you don't get to make... any other money the rest of your life and you have no chance of making money.
No, of course not.
As a little bonus.
Live, but here's a bonus, $5,000 or $500,000.
A more likely bonus of $5,000 is better than a less likely $500,000.
See, my original thing was like $100,000 to win
a
billion.
Honestly, no one cares about your original.
Okay. But it was going to be much larger, like... You have 1 in 10 chance to win $1,000 or... Anyway. Well, you get the idea.
Can I tell you things?
So I see. You take the
can
mathematical
to the
sound
audience
step
to listening
and you like
without
that.
Without Han hearing? I guess so.
Hmm? Why did you do that? You're a jerk.
You're a smelly head.
I am.
His head literally smells like onions.
Well.
It's not his breath. It's his head.
So what's the next one on yours?
What, the order matters?
Well... My next one would be skeptical topic blather, but you can do whatever you want.
I've made a huge mistake.
I want you to do yours.
I've added a new note by accident.
Okay, well, I guess I'll do mine in that case. My skeptical topic blather, and I will not be reading from a textbook, is...
Hallelujah!
Is, this is an article from the Canadian Medical Association Journal. What? Canadian Medical Association Journal? That's what it's called?
It That's can be called that.
Canadian Medical Association Journal.
The Kinetic what?
Canadian Medical Association Journal.
Fine.
I'm going to read their abstract word for word. No, I won't. The there's an editorial in there that disputes the idea. Essentially, they want alternative medicines to be treated to the same... tests and rigorous
rigmarole.
Yeah. I can't remember. They want to be treated the same way as normal medicine, scientific medicine. I guess medicine. Anyway, the editorial disputes the idea that vitamins, herbal remedies, and other products are safer than conventional drugs simply because they're natural. So they're going after the naturalistic fallacy that we have in Canada. It's probably also in other countries, but... So that was that's interesting news, no? Because they're like saying, hey, you know, alternative medicines, there's a double standard here. You get to say that you're alternative, but you also get to bypass a lot of things that normal medicines have to, like, go through all these tests and stuff. What's the deal? You can't make... Why are they getting to make all these claims and stuff?
The U.S. has the FDA. What do we have?
Health Canada, I guess.
Like, pharmaceutical... Are you on mute? Pharmaceutical drugs have these rigorous... I'm guessing, totally, by the way. Rigorous tests and standards they have to
pass. I love
those
rigorous chests.
What?
Nothing.
Whose chest do you like?
All of them.
Have to pass these rigorous tests and standards in order to be sold legally.
Yes.
But...
Alternative medicines, yeah, not using quotes or whatever.
No, not homeopathic. What's the other one? Herbal.
Herbal.
Herbal medicines and whatnot.
Did you say herbal?
Herbal. Should it be herbal?
I say herbal.
I think it's herbal.
Okay, we'll say herbal.
Herb.
Herbal.
What's that street in Waterloo? Herb?
Herb Street, yeah.
Herb Street? It's not Herb Street. Anyway.
Well, there is no H.
You're no H.
I am H.
You're right, you are H. Yeah, but herbs and natural medicine, whatever, I guess doesn't. Is that how it works?
So this is they can be sold as, you know,
but you're
treatments.
Saying that now they're going to have to? Or
No. There was a suggestion by the Canadian Medical... What is it? It's such an awkward name. Canadian Medical Association Journal, which I guess is like Canada's leading medical journal. They should just call it the CMJ, not the CMAJ, but anyway.
Is that the problem you have? Anyways, yeah. Okay, so my
what you just like
I agree.
You agree? Oh yeah.
Don't worry, my bladder is no much. Okay. I did a huge mouth click. Chime. My skeptic. Hi, ha.
Let's say, so you understand?
Let's
the
say hello
value
to Ryan.
Of editing. Let's the say work I do.
Let's
makes
say
a difference.
Hello to Ryan together. On the count of three. One, two, three. Hi,
hello.
Ryan.
I thought you said hello. You said hello. I was going to say
hello in
Ryan.
General.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we'll say...
No. We're done.
Okay.
I don't do the double hello.
My skeptical bladder...
If I greet someone, I don't greet them again. That's just awkward.
No, that's selfish. Okay, my skeptical bladder is power band.
Power bands.
Now, this is not necessarily something... that I'm informing you of. This is just for our general audience / Ryan. Okay.
But it is interesting because power bands in the States, I didn't think it was a big thing. But then I saw my first commercial for them. And I was like, whoa.
Okay, well, first of all, power bands, I'm not sure. This could be all fraught with errors. But power bands themselves started off in Australia.
There was a company
that... made these rubber bands with a hologram insert in it.
They had them made in China, yes.
Okay. And they supposedly helped your energy and balance and whatnot. And it was all basically a giant lie. And they had this
test. It's like those magnet things and copper bracelets all over again.
Right, but this was like quantum holographic ion energy or something.
That's right. They had little holograms on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I described it as a rubber band with a hologram insert, and now you're saying, oh, yeah, and there was a hologram in it.
Yeah.
Anyways, on the infomercial and on live demonstrations at trade shows and whatnot and malls, I think a lot of mall action, they did this demonstration where they would test someone's balance before putting on the power band and then after. But the whole thing was a giant sham there was this little trick you could do with the angle when you pull someone down would either have them lose their balance or stay their balance or keep their balance. So the company itself, after a bit of like foreplay, no, legal play, back and forth a bit with like skeptics and the law, like last year or this year?
This year.
Was completely shut down and went out of business because of complaints, legal complaints from skeptics. They were just forced to shut down.
What?
Yeah.
I thought they're still in business.
No. Power bans, done.
I thought they were still in business but couldn't say that they...
No, recently, you're right. First, they had to change their claims.
Right.
But now they're totally shut down.
They're gone.
Gone.
Well, the hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But that's in Australia. In North America, in the U.S. and Canada, there's all sorts of other companies, like clone companies.
That still sell them,
and they're doing strong.
Oh.
And if you go to the showcase / seen on TV, just in our local mall, you will see a whole wall of these various products that are the same thing.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. But, you know, of all the, you know, there's a lot of skeptical pseudoscience. No, wait, that doesn't make sense. A lot of pseudoscience and there's another word I can't think of that is harmful.
Snake oil.
No, not snake oil. But, you know, like people who take homeopathy drugs instead of medical drugs, whatever. Those are, like, bad, dangerous. We should really crack down. People are, like, losing all their money or, like, talking to the dead.
Yeah.
People who spend all their money, their life savings.
For sure. Those are awful scams.
But, like, power balance, though, is more of a fun, like, kooky scam kind of thing. Because, first of all, with the placebo effect, it won't help your balance, for sure. But it can help you feel better and compete better, possibly, whatever. Like, it's less of a, like, danger / huge concern.
I'm just concerned that you're always defending these guys.
Not always, but I seem to. Well, it's not. It's just a financial scam. You're throwing away money on something that's fake.
Okay, it's a financial scam.
Again, the placebo effect isn't fake.
No, but it doesn't mean.
It's a weird.
But
anyways,
it's like, I still think that.
But it shouldn't be sold with lies and fake claims as it was. That's what started the whole thing. Like, there were false claims, and there's consumer protection in every country, including Australia, obviously. And the consumer protection / skepticism was very effective and got rid of this.
Well, that's good to hear.
Because they were charging, like, $60 to $120 for a little rubber band with a hologram that
cost,
it cost like 10 cents in China. So that's my blather.
Should we get in on that? Can I buy some power band
stock? Oh, and remember the skeptic bros in Australia had made a similar product called Placebo Band, which only cost $2. I bought one.
See, I approve of that.
And it's just make awareness that the other thing was kind of fake, a lie, and just placebo effect.
Yeah, and I assume the profits all go to a good cause.
Yeah, to an annual party they have with lots of liquor.
Ooh.
I totally made that up. That's a lie.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Woo!
Do you have a bookie look to talk to about?
Yes, in one moment, as I mute to eat these chips.
Okay, well, I'll talk about my bookie look then in that case. The thing is, bookie look is kind of hard for me because...
Can you explain what bookie look is to our new listeners?
Bookie look. Bookie look is like, we just talk about what we're currently reading. And I'm one of those guys who, like, I'll read 5 books on the go, and one book I've been spending the last 6 months on, and it's only, like, 200 pages, but I'm just a really slow reader. Not a slow reader. I just, like, I flirt around between books.
Han?
Yes?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, why?
It's 1 a.m.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I know, I'm just...
So what is it? Are you concerned about my ability to wake up in the morning for work?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well then...
So what is it?
Bookie look.
Lay your book on me.
So I'm a big fan...
That was book.
I'm a big fan of Philip K. Dick.
So you're
an actual person.
You're a big Dick fan.
Yes.
You like Dick.
I enjoy...
You love the dick.
Once in a while. No, occasionally. All the time. So I recently bought his...
Now, hold on.
He's a very prolific writer. He's written hundreds of stories.
Juan, he's been dead for a while. Is that correct?
He passed away sometime in the late 70s.
You know, it'd be so terrible if we thought we were on mute and then we weren't. Speak. Okay, good. It's late 70s he died?
I have no idea, actually, when he died.
That's but he's my guess.
No, he's... Yeah, he's not...
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Okay.
But, you know, he... His work has been... A lot of his stories are very creative, and they've been used, as you know, and many of our listeners
Blade Runner,
probably know.
Minority Report.
Yeah, right.
Payback. Yes.
No, Payout.
Still Magnolias.
Yeah. A lot of his books...
Still Magnolias is not a Philip K. Dick book.
But Vanilla Sky.
Yes.
A lot of his books and stories, they're very original, interesting concepts, because they have to deal with...
Breasts,
no, science fiction, the nature of reality, and what you can know, and what is real, and what it means to
what
be human.
What is firm? What is yeah?
And like he was underappreciated during his time, but now it's like it's treasure trove for Hollywood writers, I guess.
Let me interrupt for 1 second.
Yes.
If you are a listener listening to this right now, and your name is not Ryan, send us an email to show that you exist.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, you do have to do that.
Why?
I'm requesting it. Go on.
It's too much pressure. People like to just listen and not... Why did I have to be like a super fan?
Why can't they just like listen?
Go on. Anyway, Philip K. Dick, I enjoy his work.
You enjoy Dick?
We've already gone over this.
Okay.
So recently I bought his book called Minority Report and Other Short Stories, which actually has the Minority Report story in it.
Wow, I would not have expected that.
But of course, it's different from the movie. The movie is actually pretty good because they...
Is Tom Cruise in the book?
On top of adding a lot more action that's not in the book, it also adds just a more interesting, I guess... plot twists throughout the thing, but the same plot twist is in the book, which is like in the story, which is that they, you know, the whole thing of like they're predicting murders, but if they prevent the murders before they predict them, then how is that, you know, a prediction really? It's an interesting paradox, like the being able to predict whether something happens or not, and then being able to change that from happening or not.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a snore fest. I'm sorry, but anyway, that's what I'm reading right now. I like Philip K. Dick.
You like Dick? We get it.
I never refer to it that way. I try not to.
let me just say, I'm gonna.
Have you read any Philip K. Dick?
I haven't read any Philip K. Dick.
So you didn't read the original story for Blade Runner, which was "Do Androids Dream of
Electric
Sleep?"
By me saying I haven't read any of it, any story you say is one I haven't read.
Okay.
So you don't have to confirm with individual stories as you were just trying to do. But I saw the movie Vanilla Sky, and I have a complaint.
Okay, well, I didn't see it.
Then I won't do the complaint. Do you plan to see it?
I do.
Okay, I won't. I'm not gonna.
No, you can't, because it's not likely that the book is the same as the movie.
No, I want to talk about the movie. I haven't read the book. I want to talk about the movie, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Do you plan on reading any of his material? Did you like Minority Report, which I thought was one of the best sci-fi movies of that time?
No, you know what? Let me tell you the two best science fiction movies ever made.
Okay.
Is this a new segment called...
Just say them.
Outer Space!
Yes.
Okay. Number one, 12 Monkeys.
Why did you like that so much?
Really? You're going to just throw little coughs and mutes? What did you think of 12 Monkeys?
I thought it was good.
Okay, number two, The Fifth Element.
Really? You just were so... You enjoyed
what,
the craziness?
What, am I a Bruce Willis fan? Are they both Bruce Willis movies?
Yeah.
Those were two amazing science fiction films.
It's hard for me to say.
And number three, Steel Magnolias. No, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
What about the Sisterhood of the... What was the other one?
Anyways, those are my two favorite science fiction movies.
Wait, what's the one of the Yayas?
But 12 Monkeys? Come on!
12 Monkeys was good.
That kind of leads to my bookie look.
Okay.
Should I do it?
Well, I was just going to say that...
Hours and 16 minutes.
Philip K. Dick, like we were saying, I just want to go
Who
on...
Who you
just...
like. You like Dick.
Yes. Okay. I just want to go on because, like... If you're interested in science fiction at all, or you liked any of those movies, then you should read some of his stories. Like, they're very interesting in that they always deal with what it means to be human, or they deal with human interaction with technology. Like, he writes sci-fi, but the books aren't about, you know, science fiction and crazy guns and, like, wars and stuff. No, it's about people living at home, and they're trying to talk their coffee machine into making them a good cup of coffee or something like that. Or they're, like, pleading with... They have a special spray, and they're trying to figure out how the spray works, or... It's just interesting, like, people dealing with this other world, and... I don't know, it's just... I really...
Why are you crying?
I just really like his works, and...
But how many...
I've read... I don't know, an untold number.
Are they all short stories? Has he written any novels?
No, he does both.
Okay,
so,
what are some? What's a novel that's a movie, or are there any?
Shoot, that's a good question, because
most of the movies are short stories.
Yeah. And I've read a lot of his stuff. I don't think any of the books he's done have turned into movies, because they're so, like, all over the place, and, like, crazy stuff happens. A really good one is Amanda Hightcastle.
So Amanda Hightcastle?
The Man in the Hot... What? The Man in the Castle? The Man in the Hightcastle? Oh, shoot. I forgot the names. But if you look him up, he has actual books, too. But the books haven't been turned into movies, I don't think.
So in summary, you like Dick and you want Dick right now.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay, do yours.
Bookie look. I'm reading currently the book entitled 11/22/63, which is a date.
I thought it would be 11/22/66.
Han, do you know what happened on 11/22/63?
JFK was something happened to him?
Yeah, he had car trouble. Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that was JFK's assassination. Did you just guess that, or you knew that?
You told me about this already, but that's how I guessed
it. I don't recall that, but okay. Anyways, 11/22/63 is the new novel by Stephen King.
And it's out, and you're enjoying
it. It came out on the 8th of November, 2011.
Whoa!
And,
someone's living in another decade.
It's about a guy who lives another decade, actually.
Oh.
It's about this guy in 2011 who was able to go back in time to 1958, September.
Is his name David Noble?
No. And he tries to prevent the JFK assassination.
So he has, like, 5 years to work with.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a really good book. Stephen King, to me, his, like, recent, in quotes, stuff, like Under the Dome and Cell and whatnot, I didn't like that much. But this book is, like, classic Stephen King, and I really love it so far. I'm about a third of the way through right now.
You're just burning through it.
I'm reading it at my regular pace. I don't know if you can define that as burning or muckering.
Yowza.
Okay. Anyways, that's what I'm reading. Bookie look!
Bookie look. I sound like that little robot from Buck Rogers, the original one. Bookie look.
No, you don't. But go on.
Do you have any more segments? I'm fresh out of them.
I have... New word phrase.
Okay, I don't have a new word phrase.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah, please.
This episode's new word phrase is Schindler's Snatch.
No. No.
And that is
no.
Like, it's kind of like
no.
Okay. I also have Nerd Alert.
Okay, just do the Schindler Snatch. I don't even like saying it.
Why? You didn't want me to say it or continue, and why'd you...
Schindler's
That's
Snatch.
The thing about your personality. As soon as, like, I do something else, you're like, you feel guilty.
No, it's not guilt. It's just...
It's guilt. Or are we just doing a joke?
Just do it.
You want me to show Schindler's Snatch?
I want you to just read whatever the hell it means.
It just means things that don't go together. Like, it's kind of like an oxymoron. I just touched my mic. It's like an oxymoron. Like, if you said, like,
no, oxymoron means things that are opposite. Like jumbo shrimp.
Okay, but this is, I said like, it's not, I didn't say it is an oxymoron. I mean, like, if you said, like,
Schindler and Snatch, those are not opposites.
Schindler's List is a very serious movie. Like, we're not fooling around here. It's about Jews, the Holocaust. And you can't throw Snatch, like porn, vagina, and all that. Like,
yeah, but apparently
sex.
You can.
No, I can for the phrase. It's like, let's say you say, like, boy, I'm so drunk.
This might be the most offensive thing you've come up with. And you've said some pretty offensive things.
I always try to top myself.
I thought the
Even that is an offensive phrase.
I thought the Take Back the Night rant was pretty bad, but this is...
I didn't really put a lot of thought into this. I just thought it was an interesting phrase. Like, whatever. It's just polar opposites. No, not
polar
opposites.
Opposites.
You're right, you're right. It's just inappropriate combination. There you go.
Okay.
So you would say, like, Han, that inappropriate combination you just said is like a Schindler's Snatch.
Well, I do admit that it kind of rolls off the tongue.
If my mom listens to this episode, my mummy, my mother...
She's a nice lady.
I know. And her hair, eh? What a great style.
Lovely.
It makes her look very young.
Exquisite.
She must understand that the things I say in these podcasts are for... It's to grab a youthful audience. I have to say crazy, offensive, you know, zany, rude... X-rated, you know, we need to grow an audience, and
ill,
you know, only the crazy kids, the hip kids with the pot and everything, they're the ones who's going to listen. You start talking about rape and whatnot, they're like right there.
I thought we were going to be able to make episode 8.
We're in the 50 minutes.
I thought that episode 8 we'd be able to do without any mention of race.
Okay.
And there it is.
Remember what you made a promise for E9.
Never to mention what?
Your fakey fi is going to be totally original.
Oh, yeah, totally made up. Totally original.
My promise for E9 is rape-free, vagina-free,
Snatch free?
No, I can't promise that. whatever.
That's just good enough for me, man.
Offensiveness free. I can talk about, you know, balls. That's just regular.
I have to admit, I imagine balls when you said balls.
From the guy who likes dick, he's just saying he imagined balls. I'm going to clean up my act a bit.
Whoa.
Not only just for E9, for E9 to E13. No, from E9 on.
What?
I'm going to try
You're
to
gonna
be...
You're going to be a kinder, gentler,
no,
nicer day?
No, I'm still going to be
You're
going to
maintain your edge.
But not... You
still want to be a hip cat.
Yeah, a hip cat, not a dirty dog.
Oh.
let me introduce my new segment, if you allow me.
Of course.
Okay. The new segment it's not a suggestion for a permanent new segment, just for this episode.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun occasionally, one of us to just throw out a new thing.
Yes.
So, for me, I titled it Trivia Fact, where I would just read out a fact, an interesting fact. You would learn it, the audience would learn it, Ryan obviously would learn
it.
Did
you not already read one out earlier this episode?
No, I didn't earlier this episode.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do is combine this with a little quiz. Basically, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to explain what the fact is, and you have to guess part of it. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the fact, with a little blank for the guess.
Good.
Okay?
Yep.
In 1982, Jim Davis wrote books about Garfield.
Is this the speed you plan to read it at?
That were on the New York Times bestsellers list at the same time. A number of books. More than one. So in 82, Jim Davis had blank books about Garfield on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time.
Okay, that's very interesting. I can believe it because he wrote like...
Hold on, Garfield it's a goes, fact. Yes. So that's why you can believe it.
Garfield went to the farm and Garfield gets hungry and Garfield gets bigger. No, I know, I understand. No, I remember those books very well.
So the question is, how many did how he many have at the okay, same but, time?
My question is, how many books are on this list? Is it a 100 list? Is it a 50 list? Is it a top 10 list? You don't know.
I think I do know. Hold on. The New York
Times... Oh my God, you're making this up on the spot.
No. The New York Times bestseller...
Not that it would affect my answer.
I don't even know. It's at least 25 for sure. Okay, like the list. I think it's 25. I could be totally wrong. Could be 100. It's between 25 and 100 for sure. There's no way it's more than 100. And there's no way it's less than 25. Okay. But it's a good question, though. I give you credit for that. Kudos. How are we doing on time? Oh, God, 56 minutes. Ryan's going to kill us!
Time is not a factor.
But this is not a serious quiz. Just name a number.
I'll say 3.
7.
What?
Here's
what
the
was
fact.
Wrong with people in 1982?
In 1982, 7 books by Jim Davis about Garfield were on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time. 7.
What were the names of them?
Garfield Goes to the Park. Garfield...
Are you making this up? Or
yes.
Is this real? Oh, shit.
I'm sure Garfield went to the park.
He loves lasagna, that cat. He's a fat bastard. He's the first fat bastard.
Okay, so we're ending it... Well, then there's going to be parting thought. But
I have a parting
thought.
Let
me tell you what we're skipping for this episode. That
no,
we'll do.
No, don't skip
we
anything.
Are. Look at the time.
Stop
Ryan's
looking at it and just read it.
Shit on us. Seriously.
What is your thought, parting thought?
He's going to use uppercase and exclamation marks.
All the time you spend.
I'm just telling you what we're skipping for now, which is okay. Don't worry.
My.
Nerd alert and a time to hate.
Oh, I love those.
Hold on, do you have a parting thought? No, wait.
No, just do your nerd alert.
No, I'm not.
No, just your nerd
There's
alert.
There's no time.
Your nerd alert.
You're my nerd
I
alert.
I plead.
Okay, here's my nerd alert. Okay. Alert. Ready? 3.5-inch discs aren't in use anymore. That's not really it. I just made that up to rush.
What?
3.5-inch discs are not in
That's
use anymore.
That's not true, because they are still used.
They're not in general use anymore.
Okay.
And how are they used?
I happen to know someone who uses them at work.
Who?
Because they...
Initials.
You don't know them. They use them because they have printing software that has a machine that only uses 3.5 drive, floppy computer attached to it. Like, it's a part of the machine. It's like this... multi-$100,000 machine. like $200,000, $300,000 machine. And they've been using it, obviously, since, like, the early 80s or late 80s, whatever.
This is not
and
how
they
we...
Have, it's, you can't, like, it costs
how
so much money...
How are you doing the segment I just made up on the spot to...
And they're still using it. Like, they're trying to find 3.5-inch discs because it's, like, you have to, like, look for a sale. Like, we're getting rid of ours. Oh, we'll buy them all because
I have some here.
They're
I'll
so
sell
rare.
You. I'll sell you right now some.
Well, they want new ones that don't – because they're always, like, you know,
have you heard
going
of reformatting?
Bad. They're always going bad.
My parting thought before you end this show with
just,
your parting thought –
Just do your thing.
Is
– And – Okay.
My own – it's a quote, and it's from myself.
Next time, can you wear pants?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Depends. No, it'll be winter. Okay, just to say, the temperature today was in the 60s Fahrenheit to our U.S. listeners.
Why do you do Fahrenheit? What
because
the hell?
Because there's U.S. That's what U.S.
Why would you do Fahrenheit?
The biggest percentage of
We're
listeners.
We're in Canada. This is Toronto.
It was 17 degrees today.
Okay.
That's 63 or 64. Degrees Fahrenheit. There, I gave both. Happy?
Okay.
That's very unusual for mid-November in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
What's your parting thought?
It's not a thought. My quote. This is my own quote. Ready? Wherever I go, there I am.
That's from Buckaroo Banzai.
I never saw it. This is an independent, coincidental...
What? You just made that up?
And yes,
actually, in the movie that I know, and I can. You should look that up because in the movie he says that.
Who?
Buckaroo Banzai says
that. I
want
to know the age of the writer who wrote that script, because if I'm older, then it's my original idea.
No, why? Because that movie came out like 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
I'm over 20 years old.
Buckaroo Banzai, by the way, for everyone, is one of my favorite movies. I could make a whole episode just talking about it, but
I don't want to do the podcast anymore with you if that's your favorite movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Go on, quickly. We have 0 seconds.
My parting.
We're in the doghouse with Ryan.
I have to cough. Just give me a.
Oh, for God. This is what chain smoking does. 20 years of smoking will do this to you.
Well, I can't help but smoke chains because.
Worst joke ever.
Be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity. That's my parting thought by Horace Mann.
Who's Horace Mann?
Horace Mann was, he was the...
Good night, everybody!
No.
Oh, sorry.
He's like this U.S. educator that kind of publicized or pulverized... Pulverized? Is that a word?
Puberized.
Popularized the idea of a educational standardization across the country that would, you know, tell everyone to say, hey, let's have a school and everyone's children should go there and it should have, you know, tests and stuff and, like, teach them this curriculum and whatnot. He's a popular educator that...
So this is our last parting thoughts segment, I think.
Anyway, that's a good quote, no?
Yeah, there's some merit to it.
You want to do something before you die. Right.
Yeah. Unlike Ryan, eh?
Ooh,
have a cat in a little apartment. And a big spoon. Look at my big spoon.
So, considering that we came into this episode half-assed, I think it was not a bad one.
I was going to make the joke like 6/10 asked, but that would be just the weakest joke possible.
That's the top joke of this episode. And, you know,
I guess that's the joke? They didn't reduce it to 3/5? Okay, we went over an hour. We haven't done that ever? Or
no, we have. Usually with editing, it comes out and belts down. But this episode is going to be the raw episode. There won't be any editing.
Because I'm lazy. Not necessarily. We haven't discussed that, but like, was that a threat to me?
Yep.
So, are you going to end it in a fun way?
No. That's it. Thank you for listening. We appreciate. Yes, we always have fun.
We love your feedback emails.
Hold on.
I didn't say that wrong. We're waiting for our first feedback email.
Maybe this will be the podcast that never gets one email, and we never know if anyone's listening.
Haven't they all?
Yes. But anyway, I appreciate if you are listening, then thank you for listening. Or maybe this will be like heard in like 100 years. They're just like, oh, what's this?
Hello, robot overlords.
And
please revive my body.
David Noble and Hon Hong. And we both thank you for
listening. Thanks for getting my last name again.
And take care.
If I can just get to the keyboard here, we will end this. Good night, folks.
Good night.